Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. It's Tuesday, January the 19th, and it's always a blessing when you join me at the table. Look, I got a chair for you right here, so pull it up, grab your beverage, grab your snack, and let's get down to business. Let's hang out for the next 30 minutes. And today I want to talk to you about something. You know, I've shared with you before on these programs. I always ask the Holy Spirit to guide me as to what I'm supposed to discuss, and a lot of times I'll pick something out of the daily mass readings, or I'll just be inspired by another Bible verse or a passage, something that'll hit me. Today, I want to just chat for a little bit, just, you know, you and me chatting about something that I have a feeling that you might have struggled with, or maybe struggle with at the present time. What happens when you just can't pray? And by that, I mean when you can't put the words together. When you can't, you're in a situation, and for whatever reason, you just can't formulate the words. Has that ever happened to you? If so, I just want to let you know that, and I think it's important for me to let you know this, that I was in that situation recently, as of a couple of days ago. Had an incident that happened with an extended family member, and I'll just give you some of the details so you can get an idea. But I wanted to reassure you that it is okay if there are times when you your mind just blanks out, and how do you handle that? A lot of what I do here with you on the program is reassuring you that there's nothing wrong with you, with your prayer life, with your relationship with Jesus, just because this or that happens. I think we get ourselves in trouble sometimes. And we begin to doubt ourselves. And these are things that I've been through and that I still go through. And I tend to be tough on myself. So I have a feeling you may feel the same way. And if you don't, that's fine too. But I just think that there are times when my role is to be a cheerleader, to reassure you, or to let you know that, hey, it's going to be okay. This has come up before in the form of feeling, lack of feeling, you know, especially after I receive Holy Communion. I've heard people have come up to me and said that. You must always feel something when you pray, or you must always feel something when you receive Jesus in Holy Communion. And I'll tell you, most times I don't. And I think you need to hear that, because if you don't, it's okay. Your feelings are not something you can control. You can put yourself in a position to allow yourself to experience something. So why don't we talk about that too? Why, you know, I feel the Spirit moving me to talk about that too. What happens when we pray and we don't feel anything? What can we do differently? So that's going to be the show today. I hope you're ready to settle in and talk about this. And my goal here is to make you feel good and not lie to you. I don't lie to you on this program. I give it to you straight. You know that, right? I give you the truth. And I think sometimes the truth is better than we think it is. You know, I think sometimes we're afraid to admit that God wants us to enjoy life, that God wants us to look forward to heaven and anticipate getting there. Right. Sometimes we think that we make ourselves or we think that we're supposed to look at it in a negative way, because if we don't, we won't make it there in terms of getting to heaven. You know, the same thing with prayer or life in general. Well, if I'm enjoying myself too much, I'm not doing what God wants me to do. I'm supposed to suffer. You know, there's plenty of opportunities to suffer in life. But there are also plenty of opportunities to enjoy ourselves, to get peace, to get a break from the suffering, or to find peace in the midst of a suffering. So let's not be too hard on ourselves. Life is difficult enough without us making it worse. So honestly, that's what I feel I'm here to do, to tell you the truth, to give you the good news, but to also give you a pep talk and cheer you up and let you know it's okay to feel good. A relationship with Jesus should make you feel good. It should bring you peace. Not always make you feel good, though. Right? So I'm going to have to do some explaining to you, and I'm going to depend on the Holy Spirit to do that. Anyway, so it's all good. So just get ready. Let's pray, and then we'll talk about start with what we can do when we don't feel anything when we pray, or we almost feel like we can't pray at all. All right, let's pray. So if you can't pray at all, hang with me. I'll lead you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, boy, it's good to be with you. Father, thank you for putting up with me. Sometimes I really test your patience. I know that's not true. I know you are always patient and you're always glad to hear from us. But thank you for just always being so loving, so patient, so powerful. And as a result, I can turn to you with all of our needs and be confident that you're going to handle these needs in the best way possible. Father, thank you for your presence among us right now. Father, thank you for loving us into existence. Thank you for never wearying of hearing from us every day, several times each day. Thank you for always handling our requests and handling things in the best way possible. Father, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to us. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done for your people throughout history. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives throughout history, throughout the course of our lives. Father, I ask you to give me the message today. Please steer my thoughts and my words. Let me know what I'm supposed to say. And I pray for the grace to get out of the way and not hijack your message this day, Father. Father, I ask you to open all of our hearts and all of our minds so that we're receptive to your message and willing to put it into practice. Father, I ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimek. You're listening to Following the Truth. It's always a pleasure when we get to hang out. I want to thank you for the many emails, the many donations, the many prayers that you've been sending my way. I think we got a good thing going on together here. You know, I really feel your presence, even though I record these programs every day and I can't physically see you present. I really can see you sitting across from me at the table, and it just means so much that we can spend this time together. No matter where we are geographically, I know that I have listeners to this program overseas. I'm based in the United States, but not everybody who listens to the program is in the United States. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put out a request. I know I heard from somebody in Ireland today who listens to the program. If you are located in a country other than the United States, I would love to hear from you. So if you could send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com, I would just love to hear from you. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, shoot me an email and just let me know where you're listening from. And honestly, it is such a blessing to know that I'm able to reach individuals who are not located in my geographic area. You know, I'm here in New Jersey, and I've got listeners all over the world, and I'm just so blessed by that. So just shoot me an email, if you would, gary@followingthetruth.com. Let me know where in the world are you listening from. One quick thing, if you want to find out more about my work, if you want to get on board with all of my books and sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, the best place to do it is go to followingthetruth.com. That's my website, followingthetruth.com. Quick reminder that tomorrow, Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time, if you like getting up early, I'm going to be on the Sunrise Morning Show doing my weekly Stop Worrying and Start Living segment. So you can catch that on EWTN Radio, the Sunrise Morning Show, tomorrow, Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. All right, so let me just tell you a little bit. I don't want to give away all of the details. I can't give away all the details just for privacy purposes, but I can give you some of the scenario about what happened to me on Sunday night And it was kind of a tough time. We had a family member, an extended family member, who was in a bad shape. Who was in sort of a bad position and needed some help. And I went over to this person's house. And again, it's an extended family member. And it's some alcohol-related issues. So this was, you know, it's so funny. This is my first real experience. I think I've detailed on some of my shows that I've done and in some of my books that when I was young, I make no secret of the fact that I would spend a lot of time at the bar. I drank a lot. I don't know if I was ever an alcoholic, mainly on weekends, and I never just sat home and drank. But you know, there's all kinds of definitions for what it means to be an alcoholic. But I drank to get drunk. That was my goal. It made me feel good. Again, this was when I was in my 20s. It made me feel good. I did some stupid things. But that's what I did. Now, I don't drink at all now, maybe just a beer every now and then. And I mean every now and then. I didn't consciously give it up, but it just sort of faded out. I got married and you know, I just didn't feel the need to do it. So the Lord has really spared me, but I have some experience with this in the past. But there was what I would call a pretty much a crisis with a family member, an extended family member, over the weekend. And it was shocking, to say the least, because I you know, even though I've had some experience with alcohol, I had a cousin who passed away a number of years ago at a young age. I think he was 50, who had a serious drinking problem. So I've seen it before, but he was more obvious. I mean, everybody knew that he had a problem. He wasn't working. He lost a ton of weight, and we would see him. He would be at a party, and he'd drink a lot. And it was well known that he had this problem. But this other family member, it was not well known, and maybe it became a little known. It was becoming more evident that this person was depending on alcohol, but I don't think any of us really understood the extent of it. So I was over responding to a call, and it was kind of a shocking situation. So I was stunned. I was on the phone with Eileen, letting her know what I was encountering, and I was just trying to process what I was seeing. And then, you know, you got to make decisions. Well, what's the best way I can help the person? And the good news is the person is getting help now. But at the time, my mind was overloaded. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like this. I'm sure you have, where I was unable to think. I just couldn't think. And as a result, I couldn't put together enough words in my mind, because I was just trying to process the situation, to come up with a deep, meaningful prayer. Now, you know how I just prayed at the start of the show, talking to my Father in heaven very, very calmly. I could put my thoughts together, and I was praying. But what happens when you can't do that? What if you're in crisis mode? What if you're riding with a family member in an ambulance going to the hospital? What if you're rushing to the scene or to the side of a person who has been taken to the hospital or who is struggling with something in an emergency situation? What happens if some other emergency is taking place in your life? What if you can't put the words together to pray? Can you still pray? Well, the answer is yes. I believe you can. I think sometimes we might be too hard on ourselves with the words of prayer. And I'll be honest with you, after I got through this situation and I got back home, I felt guilty. I felt like, wow, I should have done a better job praying. But then I just had to just sit down and remember what I did. And what I was doing was I was praying the words, "Come Holy Spirit," before, and there were other people on the scene too, before I had to get in conversations or make decisions or talk to the person. I was asking the Holy Spirit for help the whole way. But I've got this weird habit, and you know, I'm a control freak, and I struggle with this sometimes, and I can be like a little scrupulous. I don't have scrupulosity or anything like that, but I have this tendency to want to make sure my prayers are perfect, and if not, I got to make sure I mention every last intention. I mean, that's my tendency, but I'm working on breaking that, because I realize that when I do that excessively, I'm trying to control God. You know, I have to give him all the scenarios and say exactly what I need and what his options are. Do you ever do that? You kind of spell out, all right, here's my intentions, and let me give you some options, Father. You know, and I don't think that's really good. It's good to pray specific. I believe in that. It's good to pray specific prayers, because then you know that they're answered, and that's how your faith grows. But it's also okay to leave out a name or two when you're going through your sick list, with the idea that God knows all things. God knows all things, right? And that it's okay to not give him every last detail or mention every sick person's name. I do pray for people who are sick. But sometimes I go crazy, and it distracts me from the bigger picture. The point is, you can leave out some of the details when you're praying, I believe, to let the Lord know that you trust him. And it makes for better prayers too. So I was praying, "Come Holy Spirit," on and off throughout this whole process. And there came a time, you know, I got to tell you, and again, when I first got home, I was stunned by what I saw, by what was going on. I'm trying to process the way forward. What do we do with this? How can I help this person? There came a point where I felt the need to talk to the person in question. And I was kind of dealing with some interesting emotions, a little bit of anger, a little bit of frustration. But I asked the Holy Spirit to help me before I made this. And, you know, there were a lot of people around. There were EMTs and the police, and you know, it was an emergency type situation. We had to get some professionals, first responders involved, and I had to talk to the person. And you know, I had a lot of emotions at the time. I was really fired up, but I asked the Holy Spirit to help me, and I felt this calmness. And I was able, at least, I don't remember everything I said. I don't remember a lot that I said. But I felt a certain calmness and someone working through me. And I was able to say things that I didn't expect to be able to say. I was calm but firm. And I felt the Holy Spirit really working. So then I got, you know, when I did get home and I felt bad about, maybe I should have been talking more about God, and It would come out, but you know, there was a lot. It was a crisis situation, and I said what I needed to say, and I did ask the Holy Spirit for help. But I wasn't praying coherently constantly, if that makes any sense to you. But yet I was still praying. So I wanted to let you know, I wanted to share that experience with you so you would understand that when I'm in these difficult experiences, circumstances, and I've been in a few of them, like the time my car got rear-ended on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, it's okay to just say, "Lord, help me." Or "Come Holy Spirit." "Come Holy Spirit's a big one, especially if you have to make a decision or to speak to somebody, especially somebody that's going to be a challenging person to speak with. "Come Holy Spirit's a valuable prayer." Because when we do that, the Holy Spirit's going to respond. You need to believe that. Even though you can't necessarily feel the response of the Holy Spirit, you need to believe that, "Come Holy Spirit, Lord save me, Lord help me." They are valuable prayers, and the Lord acts on them. But sometimes it feels, when I pray, that if I don't pray for a long enough period of time, that the prayer is invalid. You know, right? Can you relate? It is valid, though. And I think we need to remember that. When we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit," and mean it, it's powerful. And the Holy Spirit's going to respond. I've seen Him respond. When we pray the Our Father, this is the prayer that Jesus taught us. And I don't mean fly through it, but I mean pray it like you mean it. That's a powerful prayer. So keep that in mind if you're in that situation right now. And don't be too hard on yourself. Remember to throw up a prayer or two. And "Come, Holy Spirit," is a good one. But depending on what's going on, and if things are really crazy around you, it might be hard to put together the same prayer that you would put together if you're taking a nice walk on a beautiful day. So that's something I've learned, and I really feel the Holy Spirit wanted me to pass that along to you to maybe take some of the pressure off. And I think a good prayer, and I pray this a lot, especially at the beginning of the day, is "Father, help me be more aware of you throughout the day." And when you do that, when you pray that prayer, that's another prayer that gets answered. You remember, or you get a feeling, even if things are crazy around you, that you should be saying a prayer, some kind of prayer. And then act on that. You know, if you get the thought, "I should be praying," then, "Lord, help me. Come, Holy Spirit. Guide my thoughts. Let me know what I'm supposed to say." You know, just these short, brief prayers. So in addition to that, I just want to chat about what happens when you don't feel anything. Because I wasn't feeling God's presence the other night until I started speaking and I felt a calmness. And I almost felt like there was wind coming through me. There was, like, you know, the Holy Spirit, the wind of the Holy Spirit just powering me and giving me the words. He was speaking through me. I feel that some way on this show too sometimes, a lot of times. Or when I'm speaking at churches, even when I'm writing, I feel it's not me. And that's a good thing, because that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants to work through us and inspire us. It's okay not to feel God's presence. It's okay to pray, "Come, Holy Spirit," and not feel that the Holy Spirit is activated inside you with those words. It's okay. And what I've learned is that there are times when God withdraws that feeling from you. And this is nothing new. I mean, this is not some big revelation that I've discovered. This has been written about for centuries by spiritual writers. This is what He does. Because if He didn't, then we would always go for the feeling. In order to grow in faith and enter into a deep relationship with God, we have to want to do it, and we have to be willing to love Him even when it doesn't feel good. That's what a relationship is. That's what a good relationship is all about. Because if that was not the case, right, then we just go to Him to get what we want or because it felt good. But when He takes the feeling away, we have to walk by faith because we don't feel Him. When my wife is in the room with me, I don't have to use my faith to know that she's with me. And if I have a problem and I ask her for help and she says to me, "Sure, I would love to help you. I'll help you out. What can I do?" I don't have to use faith to believe that because I see her, I hear her. With God, it's different. You know, we have to walk by faith. We have to believe in Him by faith because we can't see Him with our eyes. And we have to rely on our faith. And again, if I always had a good feeling, if I could feel the Lord's presence at all times, I wouldn't need faith to believe in Him. And He wants me to grow in faith. So whereas I can't always feel Him, I am able to trust in Him, or to feel that trust in Him a lot more than I used to be able to. And I credit that all to faith. And by walking with Him and acting and responding as if He is with me, even if I don't feel him, because I do believe he's with me. When I start off these shows in prayer and I talk about him being with me, my Father in heaven being with us, I believe it. Do I always feel him? No. But I know it through faith that he's with me. So I just wanted to share those things with you today. I hope it helped. How to proceed when you can't put your words together in prayer. Just use as few words as possible. And you can even say that, you know, in your mind. If you're in the middle of a difficult problem, situation, event, Jesus, I want you to help. I need help, but I don't even know what to say to you. You know, you can say that in your head, or come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit's a big one. And then just act as if the Holy Spirit is working in you. And you'll be surprised what will happen. But don't get too hung up about the feeling or the lack of feeling. Feelings will come and go. All right? Hey, listen, I hope I helped you today. These are just things I wanted to share with you, because sometimes you may question yourself and think your faith is lacking. Well, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of the future. Is my faith lacking? Well, maybe it is. But that's okay. What's important is not how you feel, because you can't control your feelings, but how you act on those feelings. So I'm scared about what might happen tomorrow. Well, maybe I should trust God a little bit more. That's true. But how am I going to respond to that? Am I going to beat myself up, or am I going to pray and say, Father in heaven, please help me tomorrow? You could say that whether you feel scared or not. Or am I going to just worry? You know, responding to those feelings, it's important. You're going to have the feelings. You're going to feel that sometimes that God's not with you. But by faith, you know he is. So therefore, act as if he really is present, even though you don't feel it. All right, gave you a bunch of stuff today. Thanks for tuning in. It's always a pleasure. If you have any questions, you can email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. God willing, I hope to be back with you on the program tomorrow. Until then, have a fantastic day. God bless you. Thanks again for listening.